So we're on chapter 7, which is step 4, and it's called The Force is with You. A few decades ago, when I was much newer to life and very new to California, I'd drive day after day from the San Fernando Valley over beautiful Coldwater Canyon into Beverly Hills, where I had a funky job in the corporate office of a major aerospace company. One beautiful afternoon, as I was enjoying the drive back to the valley, past the gorgeous homes of Beverly Hills, I said out loud to the power I thought then was only outside of me, "Okay, higher power, let's see how well you operate. I'm bored at work and I want to do something else. Give me an idea. In fact, if you'll just give me the seeds, I'll plant them." Well, the next day on my way to work, I went through the same routine. "Just give me the seeds and I'll plant them." And I did it again coming home. And I didn't know squat about vibrations or flowing energy then, and sadly, I didn't know a thing about my own power. All I was doing was unknowingly focusing on a want and testing my higher power to see if it was really there to lend a helping hand. Then one wondrous homeward-bound day, as I crested the top of the hill where the vista explodes into a thrilling see-forever panorama, the idea hit me. And I do mean hit. I felt as if I had been socked with a cosmic 2x4. The idea was to form an educational publishing company using the very new and highly innovative audio tape cassette. It was 1965. Most of the world had never heard of a tape cassette, and I didn't have a clue how to form a company or to make things start to happen. People who knew about audio tape cassettes and were forming companies started appearing out of nowhere. Financial people, legal people, technical people, marketing people, all poking their heads up out of the blue. It was incredible. But pretty soon the excitement wore off. And the fear of making it on my own took over, and my flow of inspiration dried up like a desert after a flash flood. I formed the company, and we were the first to put auto tours on tapes for national parks, and they bombed. We were the first to have business-related materials on headsets in transcontinental flights, and that bombed. We were one of the first to offer high-powered sales motivational trainers in package form. Guess what? That bombed. The formula was simple. The fear within me that these things wouldn't work equaled that they didn't. We finally found our niche, but not one of our programs ever soared into that heady land of real big profits. All I could think of was, what else can I do to make this thing happen? But the harder I worked, the more fearful I became. Intuitive guidance had just gone out the window. There wasn't a tiny crack for my expanded self to jump in with those fantastic nonstop tips that I had once received. Now, this went on for 13 years until exhausted and totally disconnected from anything even remotely resembling my source of well-being, I sold the company and tried to run away to an isolated hideout up the coast by the sea. Instead, I ran smack dab into the lowest, most painful, disconnected years of my life. Now, the only reason I'm recounting this from great to grim story is because it's a classic demonstration of the hugely different outcomes that occur between inspired action and fear-based action. With the former, we sail off into happy land with apparently very little effort, as I did when getting the company started. With the latter, we can push and shove and strive and hustle until the cows come home, only to end up going either nowhere or down. So that brings us to inspired versus whacking. Most of us have always had this notion of if all we ever wanted was an ice cream cone, that would obviously take only a minimal personal effort on our part. If, on the other hand, we desired to become the first governor of our state heading a brand new political party, we would gear ourselves up for an entirely different level of personal effort called push and shove. Indeed, we've always believed that in order to even come close to obtaining any of the larger, more significant things we desired beyond ice cream cones, it has meant either knocking our brains out to obtain them or just forgetting them altogether. But knocking our brains out means we're into hi-ho silvering with grossly uninspired actions. It means we're operating with very closed valves, causing the kinds of internal stress and negative energy flow that can't possibly produce our desired results. So it would seem then that the logical approach to getting where we want to go or making things happen the way we'd like them to happen is to operate off the guided inspiration instead of the negative vibrations of social conscious stress. Well, how do we do that? Where do we start? How do we stop trying to whack things into place? Well, first comes the inspiration, the ideas. And they come because you've been spending more time in those higher frequencies feeling good. Then, after flowing goodly amounts of feel-good energy to one or more of those great new ideas of yours, you start to act on them, sure, but now from a place of hallowed inspiration rather than negative pushing. Your actions are now coming from high-frequency inspiration. Let's say one day you're just bipping along, feeling great, and you get an idea, okay? It's a fantastic idea, just the kind of thing you know would work if you only knew how to do it or had enough money or enough whatever. Now, there are only two ways you can go when you get a bucket full of guidance downloaded on you like that. You can say, oh, that's just nuts, a good idea maybe, but, and promptly close your valve. Or you can decide to shut up and listen and trust what you're getting. If you decide to go ahead with one of these ideas and follow the course of activities that will continue flowing into you as hunches or concepts, you'll be going into action, yes, of course, but now we're talking inspired action versus high-o-silvering. Inspired ways to accomplish your goal, inspired activities, which are going to be fun. So when inspiration hits, or an idea for how to further your want just happens to slip in one day, start thinking in can-dos rather than yeah-buts, and never mind the how-tos. Now the flow begins. What it might take a disconnected person or person with a closed valve years to do, you just whiz through in a few months. I know, I've been there. You whiz through, guided only into the most productive activities by your thoroughly jubilant, expanded self.